the Masjid of Kufa still records in its memoirs the position of Ali ibn Abi Talib one time. And he couldn't help it in the Fajr but to cry and say, Ilahi, أَأَنْتَ مُعْرِضٌ عَنِّي أَمْ نَاظِرٌ إِلَيْهِ. Oh Allah, are you upset with me? Are you angry with me? Or are you pleased with me? مَالِي كُلَّمَ طَالَ عُمُرِي كَثُرَتْ خَطَايَاي. Why am I increasing in mistakes and sins the more I increase in age? He's telling himself, the more I get older, the more sins I'm getting. Why? أَمَا آنَ لِي أَنْ أَسْتَحِي مِنْ رَبِّي. Isn't it time for me to make tawbah to Allah? The Masjid of Kufa still records when Ali ibn Abi Talib karam Allah wajah was given the khutbah, and a man comes as he knew it was gonna be his killer and looked at him and he said that I want to give these people life and they want to give me death. I want to give them iman and they don't want to hear that. The Masjid of Kufa still records in its memoirs when Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu warda said, isn't it time for me to depart to my Allah? Isn't it time for me to go? The seerah of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda wa karama wajahu is still long and rich and filled with many things. Inshallah, we will try to cover some of it after al-Maghrib. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد سيد الأولين والآخرين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وارض اللهم عن صحابة رسول الله المخلصين المحسنين المتقين من السابقين الأولين والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان وتمسكوا بالثقلين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Standing with the seerah of Sayyidina Ali, just like the rest of the Khulafa radiallahu anhum, gives you the chills of the glory and the greatness of those people. And therefore the memoirs of the Masajid with Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib karramallahu ta'ala wajahu are kind of never ending throughout his entire life. Started with the masjid and ended up with the masjid. A man by the name of Abdul Rahman bin Muljam al-Muradi, may Allah denounce him, waited for one day, and that's straight through the memory and the memoirs of Masjid al-Kufa. We're still in al-Kufa with Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib karramallahu ta'ala wajahu, and the masjid would tell us that Ali ibn Abi Talib woke up in the morning for Fajr and going to Fajr and telling people, stand for Fajr, go and pray Fajr. And as soon as he started praying his sunnah before the fard of Fajr, this man came behind him and stabbed him 17 times. The memoirs of Masjid al-Kufa realizes when Sayyidina Ali was stabbed, he said three words, Fuztu wa Rabbul Kaaba. I have succeeded by the Lord of the Kaaba. I have succeeded by the Lord of Kaaba. I have succeeded by the Lord of Kaaba. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who willed in His eternal will to honor Ali ibn Abi Talib by making him the one who was first received by the soil and the sand of Al-Ka'ba al-Musharrafa, was born on the in the Ka'ba, inside of the Ka'ba, to honor him and to make his beginning a bright beginning,
He wanted to honor him also. That the last thing his body will touch will be the soil of a masjid in Al-Kufa as a shaheed. So he's also honored as an end and have an honorable end. We said what Ibn Ata'Allah said, من أشرقت بدايته أشرقت نهايته. في الحكم حكم ابن عطاء الله. Whose beginning is honorable, ends, his end will also be honorable. Throughout the life of Sayyidina Ali رضي الله عنه وأرضاه وكرم وجهه, we see him in Badr, in the battle of Badr. The deciding battle, first deciding battle. The battle that weighed so much. And we see that most of the people of Sirah, they say, like Ash-Shabalanji rahimahullah ta'ala and Ibn al-Athir, they said that in the battle of Badr, Ali ibn Abi Talib by himself was responsible for eliminating 1/3 of the kuffar at that battle by himself. And he shared the Muslims with the other third. The beginning of the battle of Badr, as usual, the Arabs put the most powerful and the strongest people. The kuffar of Quraysh, they put Hanzala, Al-Walid, Utbah, Utbah ibn Rabi'ah. The father, Utbah ibn Rabi'ah, is the father of Hind bint Utbah, the one who ordered Wahshi to kill Hamza, the wife of Abu Sufyan. Hind, her father was one of those. And her brother was one of them, Al-Walid. And her son, and the son of Abu Sufyan also, or the son of Hind, was also one of the three people. Said, this is, you know, fight them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks, Ya Hamza, stand. Hamza comes. Ya Ali, comes Ali. And then he brings, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Al-Harith ibn Abdul Muttalib. Also another cousin. Stand up. He stands up. 3 for 3. And Sayyidina Ali, he eliminated one of them. All these three are relatives, by the way. Of course, yani Utbah and Al-Walid and Hanzala. The father and the son and the brother. The clan, the Umayyad clan that always resisted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present in his heads there. Sayyidina Ali killed his opponent. And one of them killed Al-Harith ibn Abdul Muttalib. Abu Ubaidillah ibn Al-Harith ibn Abdul Muttalib. He injured him, fell. And Hamza and Ali both together finished the third. And Hamza finished his. Therefore, if you notice that after the battle of Badr, Hind bint Utbah, the wife of Abu Sufyan, swore that she would not celebrate anything until she finishes Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for killing her father by the hand on the hands of Ali ibn Abi Talib, and killing her son on the hands of Ali ibn Abi Talib, and also for Hamza for killing her brother. Therefore, as many of the scholars of Sirah say, the goal of Hind was not to kill Hamza. The first goal of Hind, she wanted to kill Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, I want you to kill Muhammad, when she said to Wahshi. But then the people of Quraysh, Abu Sufyan and others, they said, Muhammad does not walk alone. His sahaba, his companions, they form like a wall around him, so you cannot get to him. And Wahshi, this man who killed Hamza, he's not a fighter, of course, because a fighter with dignity, fights people from face. Does not stab people from in the back. Be careful. Only, well, others stab people in the back. She told him, I want you to kill Muhammad. He said, Muhammad has companions around him. I can't get to him. No way. No way. He said, the spear would go in someone else before it gets to him. His companions do not leave him alone. She said, then I want you to kill Ali. Because Ali is the one whose blood, whose sword still has blood from her father and her son. Kill him. He said, I can't kill him. Why? He said, because he is karrar farrar. He goes and comes very fast. I cannot catch him. In order to throw the spear, you want someone who stands still or moves in one direction. She said, then there's no one but third, Hamza. He said, Hamza, yes. Because Hamza radiallahu anhu, he moves in one straight direction. He does not look back. Keeps going forward. He said, Hamza, I can do. And he went to Hamza from far where he couldn't see him, and he threw the spear. And Hamza fell shaheed. سيد الشهداء حمزة رضي الله عنه أسد الله وأسد رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In of course Al-Khandaq, the battle of Badr has many things and many we cannot really talk about every single seen throughout the battle of Badr and all the life of the seerah. As we did with the other Sahaba, we're going to just browse through some of the events, highlight some of the events of these of their honorable seerah, just like Sayyidina Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman radiallahu anhum. In the battle of Khandaq, as you know, Khandaq was the final. Abu Sufyan said, this is it. We're going to kill Muhammad and his companions and finish the peninsula from Islam. Went and made allegiance and alliance with everybody, every Arab tribe almost in the Arabian Peninsula. Went as far as Najd, Ghatafan, and all these people. They brought them. And now we're going to fish. That's why it's called Al-Ahzab. Al-Ahzab. Of course, the Muslims, they had the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defending them, and therefore they'll always be victorious. Amr ibn Abdiwid al-Amiri, a man. This man was an old man, very powerful man. A man, Amr ibn Abdiwid, at that time, of course, he's a kafir, non-believer. At that time, the heroes of the Arabs, the big heroes, the professional soldiers, the best of fighters at that time, if they hear the name of Amr ibn Abdiwid, they start shaking. It is said, the scholars say, if people want to scare a tribe, tell them, do this or we will contract Amr ibn Abdiwid to come here and he will kill you all. His biography, Amr ibn Abdiwid al-Amiri, says that he never fought anyone but killed him throughout his entire life. And of course he was there to fight the Muslims. And he came on his horse, armed. And he's running in front of the Muslims. And he's saying and mocking them, who among you is ready to go to the Jannah that you claim you're going to go to? Come on out. Who's going to go to Jannah? Don't you claim there's Jannah? Where's this Jannah of yours? Come on out, let me send you to Jannah. Goes three times. And he claimed, who is coming out? Nobody. Amr is almost imminent death. The scholars of Sirah says, no one came out. And he said on the horse, وَلَقَدْ بُحِحْتُ مِنَ النِّدَاءِ لَجَمْعِكُمْ هَلْ مِنْ مُبَارِزِ وَوَقَفْتُ مَوَاقِفَ الشُّجْعَانِ مَوْقِفَ البطل المناجز إن المرو إن الشجاعة في الفتاة والكرم والجودة من خير الغرائز. He said, my voice, when you have that, what do they call that? SubhanAllah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa sallam. Hoarseness. I got hoarseness, he said, in my voice, because I've yelled, asking them, for someone of them to come to fight me. And no one wants to come. The three times, Amr ibn Abd Wudd al-Amri says, I want someone to go to Jannah that you claim you have. Ali ibn Abi Talib was still around 25, 26. He says, Ya Rasulullah, permit me to go and fight him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Sayyidina Ali, just got married, and he said, stay. You stay. And he goes back again. Who's going to come and fight me? And everybody said, Ya Rasulullah, permit me to fight him. He said, you stay. Third time, who's going to fight me? Who's going to go to this Jannah? Aren't you yearning to go to your Jannah? Come. And the third time, Sayyidina Ali rose his hand and said, Ya Rasulullah, permit me to go and fight him. He said, stand up. And as Shabalanji rahimahullah said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his amama and put it on head of Sayyidina Ali and he said, go. And Sayyidina Ali got on his horse, went, and the two stood in front of each other. One old, experienced warrior, and one young, fresh. Has only been in two battles in his whole life. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at the two, and he turns to his sahaba, and he says this, بَرَزَ الْإِيمَانُ كُلُّهُ لِلْكُفْرِ كُلِّهِ, which means the iman, all of the iman is present in front of all of the kufr. He didn't say Ali is filled with iman and the other is filled with kufr. He said the whole iman is fighting the whole kufr. There's a difference. Therefore, those who don't like Ali, they don't like iman. Those who don't, because the Prophet said, this is al-Iman kullu. All of the Iman is against all of the kufr. The symbol of all the Iman and the symbol of all the kufr. And Sayyidina Ali comes close to Amr ibn Abd Wudd. And Amr ibn Abd looks at him, who are you? After all this, someone comes, who are you? He says, Ana Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ana Ali ibn Abi Talib. He said, Yabna Akhi, oh, my nephew. He's not his nephew, but he said, your father, Abu Talib, was my friend. Your father was my friend. And I don't want to kill you. Go back. Remember, he said that, he was saying, وَلَقَدْ بُحِحْتُونَ نِدَاءِ لِجَمْعِكُمْ هَلْ مِنْ مُبَارِزْ, who's going to fight me? Ali, on the way out, كَرَّمَ اللَّهُ وَجَهُ, said, لَا تَعْجَلًا فَقَدْ أَتَاكَ مُجِيبُ صَوْتِكَ غَيْرُ عَاجِزٍ ذُنِيَّةٍ وَبَصِيرَةٍ وَالصِّدُقُ مَنْجَى كُلِّ فَائِزٍ إِنِّي لَأَرْجُو أَنْ أُقِيمَ عَلَيْكَ نَائِحَةَ الْجَنَائِزِ مِنْ ضَرْبَةِ النَّجْلَاءِ يَبْقَى ذِكْرُهَا عِنْدَ الْهَزَائِزِ. So Ali replied, he said, don't speed it up, don't rush your fate. That one is saying, who's going to come and fight me? Sayyidina Ali went out coming, said, don't rush your fate. لا تعجلن. Don't have عجلة. Wait, don't rush your fate. This is coming to you. فَقَدْ أَتَاكَ مُجِيبُ صَوْتِكَ. The one who's answering you is coming to you. غَيْرُ عَاجِزٍ. And he's not weak. ذُنِيَّةٍ وَبَصِيرَ. He has niyyah, and he's talking about himself. He has niyyah, and he has basira. وَالصِّدْقُ مَنْجَى كُلِّ فَائِزٍ. And a صدق is the best way for anyone who wants to succeed. And he is on the صدق because he's following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inni la arju. That man told him, I don't want to kill you because you are your father was my brother, like my brother. Go back. He said, Sayyidina Ali said, Inni la arju an uqima alayk na'ihat al janaiz. I wish and I hope and I am hopeful that people will smell your dead body after just a while. From one hit, min darbatin najla. Darba, a clear hit that you will take. Darba of iman. And this darba will always remain in the books of battles. And surely it is until today. When he heard Amr ibn Abdulwad this, he got angry. Anger overtook him. Rushed his horse and then went and killed his own horse. And this is, that means I am here to die or to kill. And Sayyidina Ali came and they fought a fight that was very dusty, of moving fast. And they couldn't, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and the Prophet, they're looking and they couldn't see what is going on. And all of a sudden they hear Allahu Akbar. And they turned and Amr ibn Abdulwad is laying dead. He came back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As-Sahaba told him, Ya Ali, why don't you go take his salab? Salab means every fighter at that time had his shield and his sword, and these things are very expensive. And usually if you kill someone, you take them. In the old days, that was the habit. Said, you go take this, the sword of Amr and the shield. Sayyidina Ali said, this man was honorable among his tribe, and I don't like to humiliate him. He was honorable, I leave him. Memoirs of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. They took the news, this sad news, to who? To the family, to the people in Mecca and Quraysh and the Arabs and all these, and they started crying on Amr ibn Abdulwad. How can he die? They told them he's dead. And his sister, the sister of Amr ibn Abdulwad al-Amri, started crying and crying, and all the family, that was the case in that days. They bring all the women and they start crying and hitting themselves, etc. You know how they used to do it in the Jahiliyyah. And then his sister asked, who killed him? They told her, Ali ibn Abi Talib killed him. She stopped crying. She was not Muslim. She stopped crying. They said, why did you stop crying? She said, لو كان قاتل عمرو غير قاتله إذا بكيت عليه دائم الأبد لكن قاتله من لا يعاب به أبوه قد كان بيضة البلد من هاشم في علاها وهي صاعدة إلى السماء تميت النعس بالحسد. It means, she said to them, if the killer of Amr, my brother, was other than the one who killed him, then I would have cried on him the rest of my life. But the killer of my brother was one of such a high honor that makes it actually sort of an honor that he was killed by him, not by anybody else. That would have been seriously, really devastating. But he was killed by this man who comes from Hashim, from Bani Hashim, the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fi ulaha, in their height and in their glory, like if they are going to the skies, which makes people die of jealousy from them. So because he killed them, it's okay. Bedouin tribes and Bedouin mentality. And very honorable man killed them, but if someone was not very honorable killed them, that would have been really devastating. Sallu ala Rasulullah wa ala. Through other battles, as you know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu wa arda wa karam wa jahu in all the battles except one, except Tabuk. Barakallahu fiqh. Sallu ala Rasulullah wa ala. In Khaybar, the battle of Khaybar. And the battle of Khaybar, if it had its memoirs, it would tell you this. The castle of Khaybar was one of the strongest castles ever known to mankind at that time. Unbreakable. And all the Yahud went behind the battle of Khaybar, in the castle of Khaybar, and they closed the door of Khaybar. And the door of Khaybar was very high that it took 70 people to set it in place. Al-Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Open up Sahih Muslim and in Bukhari. and read the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to his sahaba, who is going to go lead this to open up, to conquer Khaybar? Khaybar, how can you conquer it? Okay. People go and come back. They can't go through the doors. They can't go through anywhere. It's like, it's closed everywhere. And then, until one night after Isha, many attempts had happened from the Muslims, and they couldn't conquer, and they couldn't even do anything. They couldn't scratch it. Sallu ala Rasulullah wa ala. And then one time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, probably towards the night, he said, tomorrow, he gathered all the Sahaba, he said, لَأُطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدًا, as in Muslim. Sahih Muslim says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tomorrow, I will give the flag, means the flag and the sword, to be the leader, the head of that, of the people, the army that I will send. لَأُعْطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدًا, tomorrow I will give this raya, this flag, to a man, لِرَجُل, he didn't name, say any names, يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, that a man that Allah loves and his Prophet loves. Tomorrow. Not only that. وَيُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, and he loves Allah, that man, and that man also loves his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a certificate from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah loves him. Loves Ali, and he loves him, and Ali loves Allah and loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, I have never wanted to be an Amir or a leader or a chosen one except that night. And I kept putting my head forward, like, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees me. Here I am. Huh? But, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, with their love to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them that Allah loves him. That means, that's it. It's a done deal. I will give the flag tomorrow to a man who is loved by Allah and loved by Rasulullah. And who doesn't want to be loved by Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Next day in the morning, the meeting, everyone at night, the Sahaba, everyone is going, who is going to be this man that Allah loves and the Prophet loves that much? That the Prophet told them, يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ, Allah will give him victory, and the victory will happen on his hands. This is telling them about the unforeseen. And who's going to be next day in the morning? They all came, sat in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everyone is trying to show himself. Here I am. And the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, where is Ali ibn Abi Talib? Ayna Ali? Where is Ali? Sahaba quickly said, Ya Rasulullah, he's armad. He is sick. He was not there. He was sick. His eyes had something he couldn't see. He couldn't see through his eyes. Armad. He said, Ya Rasul. They said, Ya Rasulullah, Ali ibn Abi Talib is sick. He's not here. He can't see through his eyes. Therefore, he's in his tent. Al-Imam Muslim wal-Bukhari rahimahumallah narrate in their sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, go get him for me. They said, Ya Rasulullah, he can't see. Go get him. Bring him. He came. They brought him. He said, what is wrong? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I can't see, my eyes. Something is wrong, maybe. And here is the pharmacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The pharmacy of the Prophet is working. And he put some saliva, honorable saliva, on his hand. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is in Bukhari and Muslim, be careful. And he put it on the eyes of Ali ibn Abi Talib, and he said, open your eyes. And Sayyidina Ali said, oh, I opened my eyes like nothing was in my eyes ever. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the flag, black flag. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to wear black turban in times of war, as narrated in Sahih Muslim. In times of war, he used to wear black turban. And the flag used to be black sometimes. Took the flag, gave it to Ali. He said, take the flag, take the sword, take the Muslims, go to Khaybar straight. He said, Ya Rasulullah, how long do I fight them? What do I fight them about? What do you want me to do? He said, Ya Ali, fight them until they say, La ilaha illallah. Don't come back. It's like he knew, huh? يفتح الله على يديه. He's gonna come. He's gonna be victorious. There has to be. رسول الله ما ينطق عن الهوى. إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. وحي. جبريل عليه السلام. These people, Jibreel was a servant in his house. Don't think the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Jibreel serves his house. Al-Husayn رضي الله عنه, Imam Al-Husayn Al-Hasan, they used to say Jibreel was a servant in our house. He comes always. They grew up with Jibreel. What do you think? Ah yes, coming all the time. The landing, the airport landing, the landing strip of Jibreel was in the house of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Where else would it be? That's where they take off and they come down, they land. There's no need for landing strips. Because the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the honorable place where they land and they go. And he is the best of the creation, better than Jibreel and all, and Israfil and Mikael and all together. And Jibreel used to say, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Ali took and he went through to the castle of Khaybar. Khaybar. Something. And he started fighting till he conquered the place of Khaybar. And then comes the biggest fighter among Khaybar. His name is Marhab. His name is Marhab. That's the toughest man. Gets again on his horse, playing with the sword, doing all kinds of things. And he says, أنا الذي سمتني أمي مرحب. I am the one whose mother called him, named me مرحب. شديد القتال بطل مجرب. And he says, when the fight comes, I am بطل, I'm a hero, and I'm experienced. Sayyidina Ali looked at him and smiled. He said, أنا الذي سمتني أمي حيدرة. I am the one whose mother named him حيدرة. حيدرة is the name of a lion. أنا الذي سمتني أمي حيدرة. And then he said, بطل القتال كريه المنظرة. You will find me very ugly when I fight you. He told them. حيدرة. Why? Remember the name of the mother of Sayyidina Ali. We said in the beginning, the first hour, her name was فاطمة بنت أسد. أسد means lion. And حيدرة also means lion. So Fatima bin Asad, she named him Haydara first, according to name of her father. But Abu Talib, when he came, he told her, no, you cannot name him. I promised that Muhammad, my nephew, will name my son. And he told him, Ya Rasul, Ya Muhammad, at that time, he did not announce his prophecy. What do you want to name this son? He said, Ya Abu, Ya Amma, O uncle, I want to name him Ali. So he named him Ali. Ali means superior. In the Arabic language, from Ulu. He fought him, of course, Marhab, and Marhab was long gone. And then he took, and this is also narrated, he took the door of Khaybar that 70 people couldn't, they had to put together, and moved it with his own hand one time, and he opened the door of Khaybar and let the Muslims go through in. And the Muslims, they said after that, 40 Muslims, powerful, strong Muslims, tried to close the door of Khaybar by themselves. They couldn't do that. Sallu ala Rasulullah wa alayhi. He took the door and he removed it. Like this. That's why they say, Ya Qali al-Bab. The one who removed the door of the castle. Can you remove the door of castle with one hand? Some people thought that the glory is in how many cars you have, and how many palaces you have, and in how many servants you have, and in how much money you have. But Ali ibn Abi Talib did not think that. He thought the glory was in following the steps of his beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. الإمام مسلم narrates in his Sahih and so do others. By way of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, among the 10, Sa'd is among the 10. He said, a man, I'm not going to mention names, now there's no need for mentioning names, came to him, to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, and told him, why don't you cuss Ali ibn Abi Talib or Abu Turab? His name was Abu Turab, his nickname Abu Turab, Abu al-Hasan and Abu Turab. The man, that's as, and this is the hadith exactly as the words of Muslim, rahimahullah, in his sahih. The man told him, such and such man, told Sa'd, why don't you cuss Ali ibn Abi Talib, belittle him and degrade him? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, radiallahu anhu, said, I will not. I will never cuss him. I will never degrade him. Because of three things. Number one, I have heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, in the battle of Tabuk, in the battle of Tabuk, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took all the Sahaba. This is the only battle that Ali ibn Abi Talib remained in Medina, and all, and the Prophet and the Sahaba went to fight. And when that happened, Sayyidina Ali was crying. His eyes were watering. Karramallahu ta'ala wajah. And the Prophet said, why are you crying? He said, Ya Rasulullah, you take all your companions with you to fight and you leave me behind with the women and children? This hadith is still in Muslim. We're still, Muslim is narrating this to you. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, looked at Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu wajhahu, and said to him, أَمَا تَرْضَى أَن تَكُونَ مِنِّي بِمَنْزِلَةِ هَارُونَ مِنْ مُوسَى إِلَّا أَنَّهُ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. Aren't you satisfied that you are to me like Harun was with Musa? Harun was the one who took care of everything after Musa. And the one who was doing everything for Musa alayhi salam, and the closest one to Musa. Said, don't you accept that you are to me like Harun was from Musa? But there is no prophet after me. Allah. This is in Sahih Muslim. And then Sa'd said another one. That's not the only one. There is another one. And that one is in Khaybar. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will give the raya, I will give the flag tomorrow to a man loved by Allah and his Prophet, and Allah and his Prophet love him. And then he said, it's Ali ibn Abi Talib. And there's a third one, and I will finish with this because time is almost up. Sa'd Rahim radiallahu anhu says, when the Nasara of Najran came, when the Nasara of Najran came, they came as a delegation to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they wanted to do mubahala. Mubahala means mula'ana. Means at that time they had this belief that if someone is not telling the truth, they can stand and they can say, may the Creator or may Allah curse the one who's lying among us. And then that one would be cursed immediately. The Nasara of Najran, very knowledgeable priests in Christianity and all this, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to debate with him and to do munadhara. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered them, and they said, Ya Muhammad, we want to do mubahala. We want to stand on one place there, and you stand, and whoever you put yourself, and you put those who are closest to you, and you do, ask Allah, if you are lying, to curse you, and if we are lying, to curse us. Do you accept? And the Prophet said, yes. Fine, tomorrow. The people of the biggest priest among them, he said to his people, he said, look, tomorrow, let Muhammad and his people first come and stand on that line in the middle. And if he puts his companions in the front with him, or if he just puts his companions and doesn't put himself and those and his family, his sons, then do mubahala with him. And if he puts his sons, don't do mubahala, because he's saying the truth. Next day, they came and the ayah comes. فَإِنْ حَاجُّكَ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْا نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى كَاتِبِينَ. The ayah comes, Jibreel comes and tells him. Next day, فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْا نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ, our sons and your sons. The Prophet ﷺ said, come, let's call our sons and your sons. And he first said, يَا حَسَنْ يَا حُسَيْنْ, stand right there. Put his own sons, little ones still. وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ, and he called, يَا فَاطِمَة, and he said, وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ, ourselves and yourselves. And he took the hand of Ali, it's like ourselves and himself. And he said, come. And the people said, like this is, أَشْهَدُ وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَنَحْنَ رَسُولُهُ. This man is saying the truth. These are among the things that, among the fada'il of Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu wa karamallahu wajha. And really their fada'il are almost never ending. I will finish with this. We have 1 second more. 1 more minute. Sallu ala Rasulullah wa ala. The 19th of Ramadan. 19th of Ramadan, the year of 39 of Hijrah. Ramadan is a month for worship, just like every other month. Huh? Not only Ramadan, every other month is a month of worship. But Ramadan is a month of a special worship. وعلي رضي الله عنه وارضى وكرم وجهه used to break his fast in Ramadan every day at a different house of his sons. One day, he breaks it in the house of Al-Hasan. Next day, Al-Husayn. The third day, Zainab. And the fourth day, in his own house. His house, that little place, that little room, was shared with his daughter, Umm Kulthum. She was there, serving him. That night was the turn of Umm Kulthum. He already had broken his breakfast, his Ramadan breakfast at Al-Hasan, Al-Husayn, and Zainab, the days before, and now was the turn of Kulthum. He came after Salah, and he entered the house. And Zainab looks at him, said, Ya Abati, oh father, why do I see you sad? It's Ramadan, we're getting closer to Laylatul Qadr. Huh? These nights, the odd 10 nights of Ramadan, search for Laylatul Qadr in the last 10 odd nights. He said, oh Umm Kulthum, I have been living long. My life has been prolonged. I need to go. I am yearning for my beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then she said, sit down. So he sat down and she brought his food. What was his food? What was Amirul Mu'mineen wa Khalifatu Rasul Rabbil Alameen? What was his food? What was his clothes? What was his car? He used to ride a mule. He had a mule, not even a horse, a mule. Bagla. And his clothes, he used to have this piece of clothes that he used to wear. He said, I am so ashamed of going to the same tailor because I have gone to the same tailor so many times and he patched it so many times. I am ashamed to go to that same tailor. I need to go look for a different tailor so he can patch more. I don't want to change it. I'm ashamed. She put a tray. One tray has bread, piece of, don't think that fresh bread, no chapati. Huh? Dry old bread. And she put some water on it. And in the other dish, she brought some desert plants and put some ghee on them. This was the breakfast of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And Sayyidina Ali looked at the food and his eyes started watering. Allah. He said, Ya Umm Kulthum, oh Umm Kulthum, why do you want your father to be tortured so much in Jahannam in the Day of Judgment? Take one of these two plates from me. Why do you want to put me two plates to eat? Take one of them. Do you want your father to be prolonged standing in front of Allah on the Day of Judgment? Two is too much. One, he eats. He eats and he goes to prayers. He prays. And then when he comes back, he looks at the stars. And he looks to the skies. And he says, Ya Umm Kulthum, my time has come. And she doesn't understand. She cries, Umm Kulthum. Next day in the morning when he goes to Fajr, he gets martyred, karramallahu ta'ala wajahu, and he goes. And the last words he said, like I said, Fustu wa Rabbul Kaaba. I have succeeded by the Lord of the Kaaba. I have succeeded by the Lord of the Kaaba. I have succeeded by the Lord of the Kaaba. And with this, we end only these hours of honorable hours talking about him, radiallahu anhu wa karamu wajha. But the events and the stories and the history of Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajahu will never end as long as humans will live. And he's too big to be engulfed in a grave, radiallahu anhu. And his things that he has done are too big to be simply put in one book. And his seerah will go on as long as the deen of Islam rises, and it will always rise. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله.